Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Fair is foul, and foul is fair. More fair than usual in the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival's production of Macbeth, now running in repertory at Boscobel House and Gardens in Garrison, New York. The fairer for having a cast of only three actors, and all three women. Lee Sunday Evans directs Maria Cristina Oliveras, Nance Williamson, and Stacey Yen in the production, and we're joined by two-thirds of the trio now.
Maria Cristina Oliveras.
This is Stacey Yen.
So you're both in this seemingly insane, wonderful production of Macbeth, but you're also playing other roles at Hudson Valley Shakespeare. Could you tell us which other roles you're playing?
Well, I'm in As You Like It as well. This is Stacey, and I'm playing three roles in As You Like It. I'm playing Le Beau, Sir Oliver Martext, and the character of Hymen. So I definitely have my work cut out for me.
Absolutely.
And I'm playing Jaques in As You Like It, which is iconically a male role, but I am playing him as a woman. And it's The Gentleman with All the World's a Stage, so I get to do both Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and All the World's a Stage, which is truly delicious and delightful and challenging and all that good stuff. So,
tell me, please, how this conception of the Scottish play of Macbeth came about and how you each became involved in it.
Well, I believe Lee Sunday Evans, who's the director, had a conversation with Davis McCallum, who's the producer, artistic director at Hudson Valley. And I think, again, I'm not 100%, but I think he was the one who approached her with the play in mind. And I think it's a play that Lee wasn't necessarily anticipating doing it, but she liked the idea. And I think they both wanted to do a version with fewer actors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure who came up with three. There are three witches in the play. I'm not sure whose idea it was to divide this play up among three actors, but Lee felt strongly that it be three women. That came from Lee, the idea that this be an all-female version.
And when you first heard about it, what did you think?
Oh, well, I've worked with Lee before, and I think she is truly one of the most incredible directors in New York right now. And I knew, I had no idea how she was going to do it, but I had full confidence that if anybody could figure that out, it would be Lee. Her understanding of storytelling, just from looking at the written word to her understanding of storytelling theatrically, she has a very strong background in dance and a strong background in music. And that, I think, informs the way she approached this. So I think it works beautifully and seamlessly and is a really powerful telling of the play in a way that I don't imagine most people have seen it told in this way. So I was excited and just wanted to be a part of it because I just wanted to see how she was going to solve her own problem.
MC, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, no, I was excited to kind of yet acknowledged how crazy bananas it seemed for three people to do this play, but excited for the challenge of it. And I have only worked with Lee in a workshop reading setting of a new work, so I wasn't familiar with her aesthetic necessarily, but I completely trusted her as a collaborator just from our minimal interaction. And also the notion of doing this with three women and doing Macbeth, I was thrilled at the notion, honestly. Like, I jumped at it. Again, not knowing what I was getting into, but being okay with that and jumping kind of full in. And that's what it's kind of been. The whole process has been so collaborative and discovering together under Lee's guidance and with these amazing, Nance couldn't be here today, but creating this really specific piece. It's unlike anything I've ever done as an actor. And I think it challenges the audience in a really, really interesting way.
Could we get a little bit more into how exactly it works? Obviously, we're not going to go scene by scene or anything like that. But the three of you, how are the roles divided and how was that decided?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think she began, I think, with three, probably from the three witches that that begin the play.
Of course.
And sort of surround the play. And something that she did, they're described as the three weird sisters. She went back, and I'm not sure exactly where in the literature, if it was in the first folio that they were described as the three wayward sisters, but she took that descriptor and prefers that to weird. As a result, we as three performers come out and are essentially storytellers. And the way the roles are divided up is she kept Macbeth, Lady Macbeth, and then Banquo and Macduff. So the three of us each have one of those roles. We don't share those pillars. And then I think aside from the king, which Nance and I share, everybody else is sort of fluid. And she very smartly divided the roles in a way that our performer arc, I think, is very distinct.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I play Lady Macbeth, and it just so happens that it worked out this way, but she also crafted it this way, that when I arrive on stage, my first entry into the story essentially is as a messenger giving Macbeth the news that he is Thane of Cawdor, that the king heard of his amazing prowess on the battlefield and his success, and that he's being granted this honor and this essentially promotion. And then the next time you see me is I'm the king, furthering that idea of embracing Macbeth and promising him more. And then the next time you see me, I'm now Lady Macbeth, receiving the news about my husband's new title and the prophecy of the witches that he shall be king. And I further take that idea of essentially promoting my husband or encouraging his greatness. So that those stepping stones is, I don't think necessarily the audience is going to understand that overtly, but she plants the seeds in that way that I think is super smart and really interesting to play as an actor, in the way that we have to kind of carry the whole story in this larger way. And I'm just going to go on a little further to say that I also play Lady Macduff, who, if you know the story, she and her family are savagely killed in the story. And do it and playing that role, and then in the following, I guess, two scenes later, I'm Lady Macbeth doing the famous hand washing out damn spot scene. That furthers, in my experience performing it, the understanding of the enormity of the violence that has been unleashed based upon the prophecy, based upon the decisions that the actors in the play have made. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it creates a really, sure, really epic sort of arc for each one of us.
In a more traditional production, at a certain point in rehearsals, close to opening, you would have costumes to help ground you in who you are. Since you are so many different people, how is the costuming handled for this production?
We all have a base costume as storytellers, and similar to no costumes, no props. Mm-hmm. This production is really about the simplicity and the beauty of the language. And as a result, I think what reads is what we all individually bring to the roles and the characters. There's not a specific, a good amount of, you know, deep character work. You know, nobody comes in with a limp and an eye patch to distinguish Duncan.
If you call that deep, you know, character work.
That's
exactly what I was
picturing, though.
Anything. Yes, well, exactly.
No.
Parrot.
Yeah.
You know, but any sense of...
And crazy accents,
distinct,
no.
Yes, no accents. Distinct changes. You know, it's that thing, you are what you speak, which is what we are in life, too. And you are who... How do people perceive you and what do they say about you? That kind of thing. And with few exceptions... You're always named before, so we're hoping to guide the audience in that way of enter Ross or enter Duncan. There's only one time where I am actually not identified, and it's, I don't want to give too much away about my own trajectory. I pretty much maintain Macbeth, and the characters that I slip in and out of, Lee has kind of brilliantly conducted this symphony in the way that when I slip into certain characters, it makes sense that Macbeth is going kind of undercover and witnessing his wife in her madness as the doctor, or delivering news warning Lady Macduff that the murderer is imminent, and then subsequently I do it right after, you know. But as far as costuming, yeah, no, we all have one base costume as the storyteller, as the wayward sister, as the witch, and then we are what we speak.
We've already spoken to this a bit, but I want to ask it a little bit differently. It sounds wonderful and and like we've all three of us said, just crazy that it could work but I, you know, believe that it does. No skeptic am I. Did you feel like while you were working on it through rehearsals, did you ever doubt it or did you know it would work? As you were learning your parts, trying to keep track of who you were in any given moment and getting ready.
I don't think any great artist is ever, oh, this is working, this is not, you know, like there's always a degree of doubt and rub. I like to call it rub, or like, you know, it's that crunch. You're in that crunchy phase or feels still a little eggy. It's not doubt. You always go in with faith. And when I think when you trust your collaborators, and I totally trusted Lee and Stacey and Nance, and, you know, you pose the questions and then just keep running full forward, fully committed in it, knowing it, but questions always coming up. Okay, great. Wait, is that? Yeah. Okay, great. Let's keep going there and move forward. And, you know, we're even in my thing is, you know, even if we're in performances, it's still an open exploration and discovery process. And we're constantly trying to not figure anything out, but move further with what we've created now and allow it to go deeper and understand what it is that we've created. So it's a constant evolution, I think, that never stops. And as far as doubt or like, oh, God, is this going to work? That fear, that stuff is always there, I think, in any process, but it's acknowledging that, you know, the duplicity of everything. I mean, that's what I love about this play. It holds fair is foul, foul is fair, the duplicity of every single experience that we have, good and bad, and who's to say what is good and what is bad, you know?
I've worked on plays with Lee before where I did this one play where there was a scene in an art gallery and four of us played 30 characters, and it was an amazing scene. So I knew she if anybody could crack that, she could do it. But I also, my taste for Shakespeare and what I find to be true about Shakespeare is it's all in the language, it's all in the line. It's not, your point of view as a character, the emotions you're expressing are built in to the language that he's written. So if you're filling that and you're really using the language, I think it sort of does the work for you in a way that costumes and sets and a concept doesn't actually need to be there. So this very pared down version made a lot of sense to me. And, you know, I also felt that there's probably moments that audiences, I'm going to be completely honest, may not know who, I'm not sure what character that is speaking. But I think it's interesting, personally. I think that tension's interesting, that having to lean in and maybe not know and have to listen and act like and listen in a different way, that I think is really exciting. Because I think sometimes with our entertainment, and I think sometimes with our theater, I think an audience expects to sit back and just be sort of fed in a way that is very, very legible. And I think with this play in particular, sometimes the mystery and the fact that somebody can turn and look back at another actor on stage and suddenly be somebody else and have a different gaze and have a different intent is really exciting and also incredibly human and scary.
Maria Cristina Oliveras and Stacey Yen are joined by Nance Williamson in the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival's production of Macbeth, running in rep at Boscobel House and Gardens in Garrison, New York, through August 26th. For ticket and showtime information, visit hvshakespeare.org. That link is posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.